So the Gemara brings a machlokes about if you were the kerah was lamala maser mamo and you're being mayit. So how much is the roichev of the miyat? So Rav Yosef says a tafach, Rav Abaye says arba. So by the way, the Gemara says it's only if it's mutar l'shtamish tachas kerah or if it's also l'shtamish tachas kerah. So Rashi says, "Motzav shdam shachas akherah." Damar chude achitza in yored v'seisim k'demash mul kamlon. Chude achitza in yored v'seisim. So they're saying that the man that were mutter because the outside edge is seisim, therefore underneath the kherah is inside the mavi already. And then Rashi says, "Al kirim the sheer esrim amam yisham hekerum." So Rashi is heker. I'm at always tefach shnukbe tachas akherah. About the sheer esrim is because of hekerah. So then you have a hekerah for the person standing in there who is inside the mavi. The point is that the person under the kerah is inside the mavi and he has the hekerah. And if you hold also the shnamish tachas hekerah, then you're going that chud ha-pnimi yared b'seisim, and ebezoi underneath the kerah is not mamish inside the heter of the mavi, and therefore there is no hekerah for the bnei ha-mavi, for the people in the mavi, mishtamshim in the mavi. If only you have a miyat underneath the kerah, so you have to mamshich the miyat into the mavi, and once you're doing that, Rashi says you have to go for tefachim. So stam is a very interesting. Tosfos understands that Rashi is learning that the sig is going with kerah mishum achitza, which kerah is pasha. Rashi is telling too chude achitza yerid b'sizim chude pnimi. So Rashi says k'demash malak kaman. He's bringing a gemara in the chesam of beis, and he had a sprach. Of chud ayer b'seisim pnimi or chitza, whichever one it is on the tzad and the gemara there that carries mishem mechitza. So Rashi clearly is going that carries mishem mechitza, but still Rashi mixes this thing in with the hacker, and the whole concern of the sugi here is to have a hacker. So what's going on here? Is it a mechitza? Is it a hacker? What's going on here? Ve'oid in the mandam were also l'shtamish tachas akira. So what happens? So underneath the kira is not in the mavi. So you have to be mamshech it. Let's say I stam want to make an itzavah somewhere in the middle of the mavi, that from there you could see the kira. It will be less than 20 amas high from there. Why can't I do that? Oh, so you can say no, because you have to have the chalal. Kira needs to be esrim. Okay, good. So I'll make a tafach under the kira, and I'll make another itzavah somewhere in the mavi. It has to be that same miut. It's obvious, but it needs to be yenem miut alain. Needs to be nimshach into the mavi. So what's the halacha here? The halacha is that the chalal ha-kira needs to be 20. The halacha is that the people in the mavi need to see it. It's two random halachas that they put together. What's going on here? And if taka the ikkar is that people in the mavi should see it, so why were they kiveya as a shir in the chalal ha-kira? Meaning, normal usually works out that the space underneath the kira and the space of the mavi are at the same elevation, so it's usually Baruch Hashem, it works out together, but what's the point? The point is that the mishtamshim in the mavi, so then it'll be this madamar that underneath the kira is never the mavi, so then why was the halacha that, and it's why did it become a halacha in the chalal ha-kira alein? Oh, so, fine. So, l'chaira, to explain this, I need to explain something. We heard somewhere from Maishi about this, that the idea of kerem yishom achitza, we're saying it by lachi, but if kerem yishom achitza is avada, the chum wanted a hacker. What kind of hacker? Not stam a hacker, something stam interesting. No, of us, they wanted a hacker that shows that the mavoi is a separate place. The mavoi is not just parrots and gansen. To the Rishas HaRavim, and totally mitzurf to the Rishas HaRavim. And that was the purpose of the hacker, and the whole eifin of the hacker, lefi the tzad of Kareem Bisham Achitza, the eifin of the hacker was gufa to make an inyan of estima over here. L'chaira, it's pashat, that we're not coming to with the hilchasa of good achis, and of pitik or yared b'seisim. L'chaira, that's not what we're doing here. There's a number of rayas to this. First of all, if that was true, so Rabbi Yehudah says that that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns, that we're using Pitek or Yared B'Seisim or whatever it is, whatever Hishbach is exactly. And he said, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be as high as you want, and it could be as wide as you want. But now we're going in the Rabbanan, and it can't be as high as you want, and it can't be as wide as you want, it can't be Brach of me as my Esther Amos. There's no, as far as I know, maybe we're going to talk about if there's a shear of Esther Mamo, but if there's a shear of Rechav of Gerachis, that it can't be wider than 10 Amos. You can't say Pitikra if the opening is wider than 10 Amos. There's no such thing. So why would it be possible if it's wider than 10 Amos? And Rashi says on the Mishnah that wider than 10 Amos is a Pirtza. It's a Pirtza. I'm saying you're being Seisim with Pitikra Yerev Seisim. That's not what's happening. And Rabbein Peretz also brings that Pitikra Yerev Seisim needs 4 Tvachim. And here you have a Kher that's a Tavach. So the kavana of saying chuda yared b'seitzim chuda achitzim chuda apnimi, whichever one, is vayter not to use the helchasa to mamish make a real stima, a real machitza. But vayter the kavana is like we're saying, there is such a musig of gerachis, of a chud being yared b'seitzim, and the Chazal shtel davek, the way to be mechalik the mavoi, and the way to shtel davek that the Pesach hamavoi, that there's a separate place here. Is by putting this sug stima that Chazal kind of created to separate these two mekaymas.
It means that there's not real particular system happening.
No, mistama there is, because that's what. Okay, I hear. I'm not holding in the Rambam, but I hear. But we're not using the hilchasa, and it's not el mamish as shtak l'chayr.
Ram direct.
And right, fine. Oh, so the chesaron here of lemaila mechaf is that it's leishalta be'ena, and therefore it's not, you can't see the mavi, you can't see the kaira, and you can't see how it's mechalik the mekaymus, and therefore because there's no hacker, So back to what we're trying to explain. So Nachmal. So the Chazal Avada, it's Pasha Deishtalavek, the Shir in the Kaira, the Shir in the Halal Kaira, that the way to make this hacker is that it needs to be over a halal of Esrim. But L'chayr, we could take it one step further. That it's really the same thing. But that it, again, they didn't just put up a sign that says, you know, welcome to the Mavoi. They're creating that the Mavoi is Chalak. So it needs to be that this hacker that we're building is actually affecting the mavoi, that the mavoi on a certain level is considered separate through this from the Rishas Rabbim. So it needs to actually be affecting and being mechalik a space in the mavoi from the Rishas Rabbim. So therefore, back to what we're saying, if it's mutlish tamish tachas akira, so then when you're underneath the kaira, so then gevalik, you have that hecker. That hecker is an asayim, this slice of the mavi, and then therefore and therefore your mavi is misukin. If you hold usulish tamish tachas akira, so it doesn't work for actually what it's right under, but it has to work for the place that it's at. It's at right at the opening of the mavi, so it has to be being misayim that spot right at the opening of the mavi. If you're going to have another place for grata, you could see it. It's very nice that you could see it, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not just trying to say that this should be visible. We're trying to say that this should actually shtel avek. The way it works is with the hacker, but the way what it's doing is that it's shteling avek that this place is separate. This place is a different thing. It's not just open and parts right away to shut up. The mashal that I had, cute mashal, is Bentera wears a hat when you go outside, right? So that means A, it's a statement that I'm a Bentera, but Shtel Zavek, you're a Bentera. It's not just Klapei Chutz. Shtel Zavek, it means something. So just a mashal. That was my personal mashal.
But how did that? So what do you say with Halal? Why can't you start the three Tzvachim from afterwards?
You can start the three Tzvachim from afterwards.
You asked two questions. You said right. One, you answer that one. Why, so, why is Tzva somewhere else? So.
Because of Adel. How do we say that one again? I don't know if
it's exactly the answer. Because that's where it's being shtal davek, at the Pesach HaMavi.
Right, something like that. Rather, but it needs to be a din in the Kara Alein.
You said, because it has to be Mechitza and Ikaris. It's a din in the Sugar Mechitza. It's not just a random stima that's Nekar. It's a type of wall.
Type of wall. Type, meaning the carrier itself. Meaning it needs to be the carrier itself, or it needs to be connecting to.
It doesn't have that. Something like that.
Something like
that. The Chazal. No, Chazal's kurachis was that they pulled down a wall that has a kachaka to it. It's thin in the wall. So if the kurach doesn't have that concept to itself, so it's not going
to
have a
kurachis. It can't just be klapi someone else, right? It has to be that in itself created that.
So now Tezda has the kasha that if kurach mishem mechitzos, then why don't you have the chasaran of mechitzos asuyel pachas midalad? If you're not going to make it, if you're not going to make the miyah brach of dalad. So this is based on Rashi later, that because you have a daifin, but it's balamat, you only come to be ma'irit, you only come to be ma'irit, so you don't need dalad. So I think just the way I understood this, is that there's no chesaron in the kayach hastima. The kayach hastima v'atzim is able to go down all the way. The chesaron in the hekar, in the hekar shavai. So the shaila is, so what changed in the Gemara Vayter? The Gemara Vayter says that no, everyone holds mutar l'shtam b'shtachas hakayro, But the machlekes is if it's some kari misham mechitza, kari misham hacker. And Rashi says that kari misham mechitza, so if the miyat's going to be less than 4, then it's going to be a mechitza asuyel pachas midalad. So what happened? Until now we were saying, we're right to going with kari misham mechitza. And we didn't have that problem because we have a mechitza. So what changed? So Rashi says, Rashi's saying something. And Rashi says, Rashi on the bottom says that the shir esrim is a shir in the hecker. For Rashi here says that Umr Rabbanon, the famous Esim Lamin Yerid Besaisim. They said that it's a shear in the Esim Stima. And now that it became a shear in the Esim Stima, so then if you're not going to have a Makam Dalit for this to be Saisim, meaning Itaka can't be a Stima for the rest of for the whole Mavi, which is more than Dalit away. It can only be a Stima for more than Chafaway, I'm sorry. It can only be a Stima for what's within or at 20 Amos from the Kairos. So it had to be that you have a Makam Dalit. A makam dalid within there, but the shaila is nachamal. So there became. Now we found another halacha in pitikra and gerachis of more than esrim. There's such a shear. There's no such shear. So again, the pshat is like we were saying that the din mechitza here is not to create. We're not mamish trying to create a real mechitza. We're trying to, and even if it happens, maybe by mistake, but the point is not that we're not trying to, that's not the point. The point is that to create a mechalik between the two mekaymis, that this place, even though it's open to the Rishus Rabim, isn't mamish pashat Rishus Rabim. And again, and the hecker is through this din stima. So until now we were saying that there is a stima, but you can't see it so well with the mavi, so then it didn't fulfill the tachlis of being a hacker. But what was nischadish this step of Gemara is not a new thing; it's just a step weiter. But we're saying that because it's not visible with the mavi and it's not shalta be'ena, so therefore Chazal didn't see b'chalal to make to see up a din of a stima here b'chalal. Not that it's just one step deeper. It's not the shot that really you could see, we could see as astima, but it's not so visible. So therefore, you need a better hacker. But the chazal b'chalal, because they don't see it connected, because it's too high away from the mavi. So the b'chalal didn't see it as being a seisim of this whole area. So therefore, you have to build a miut that's going to be rach of dalid. For this thing to be able to be seisim, I just wanted to bring a mashal from a different sugya that I learned, where we talk about a kayach of mechitza, but it doesn't mean to be using mamish the kayach of mechitza. This is the way I understood it. On the base of the base, the Gemara asked the kasha that the rav that we're learning from the hechel, you should need losses like the hechel. So Gemara says no, losses hechel with tznius ba'alma. So back to the Gemara asked the fakir the kasha now. Loi tahani le tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach shouldn't work because the hechel had a tzuras ha-pesach and the fact they're only 10 amos wide. So my answer is whatever. It's not the point. Tzuras asked the kasha. So why didn't the Gemara ever ask loi tahani le losses? Because the hechel had losses and was right. They're only 10 amos wide. Tzuras says because the losses, of course, losses is mechitza ma'ayisa. Fashteitz of losses work. Losses work for anything. It's mechitza ma'ayisa. Then when Tzuras explains the Gemara's kasha, Tzuras says what Gemara asked by tzuras ha-pesach. That the Gemara is bringing a riot. If a Tzuras HaPesach would be able to be Moisif in the Tzuras Pesach more than 10, then they should have made the Pesach by the Heichel more than 10. They should have made it the same width as the Ulam. sefrektik veger. But Tosfos just said that losses work. So why didn't they make, and the word losses by the hechel. So why didn't they make the Pesach hechel as wide as the ulam? So Svasema says, because shkech, we're looking for, the losses work, midin stima, midin mechitza. We don't need a mechitza by the hechel. What we need is a Pesach. Losses don't make it a Pesach more than 10. Losses make a mechitza more than 10. So like that's those are the words of Tosfos. So it was not going to help you to make you can't use losses to make the Pesach of the hechel of the hechel wider. And l'chayra, I'm not coming to answer your kaveger's kasha chas v'shalom, but l'chayra is takapala. What was your kaveger asking? Tosfos says that it's a mechitza. Tosfos didn't say it's a Pesach, but it's before the way your kaveger understood it. And just again to explain this whole Indian of Pesach b'chlal, it's very similar to what we're saying now. A Pesach means to shtalavek that this area is a Pesach and not just a open area is the pshat that the chacham were chayshish that because the mava is totally parut, so then it's also lachluver b'shus rabbim. You have to shtalavek that the way to get in is not a Pesach, it's not just a pirtza, but it's a passageway to get from this place to that place. So it's still two separate places. So the idea what the Gemara was looking for is that to learn out what a Teres Pesach is from the Heichal. The idea we're saying what Tosfos was saying, the Mechitza Ma'ayisan, the way Gregor understood it, is that it's not just the Mechitza Ma'ayisan, but Vayter, we're using the Kayach of Mechitza. I don't know how to explain this dakistic, but the point is that using the Kayach of the Mechitza to shtalavek that because there's a Mechitza here, this Pesach is still a Mechalik between the two Mechaimis. We're not using the Kayach Stima of Mechitza to create a Doifin. So the that's the Pshat that Rabbi Meir understood. And L'Chari is Mamash Muchach in the Gemara, because L'Fidus Vas Emes, in this Gemara in the base, L'Fidus Vas Emes that Losses work Mamash Midin, a Stima, a real Stima, it's a very funny Kasha for the Gemara to ask, we buy Losses Kehechal. The whole time we're looking for a Pesach. Now the Gemara is going to ask, let's be so from to find the best Pesach that we don't even need a Pesach anymore. Let's be so from, because to try to find the best Pesach, we're going to make it a fourth wall. You're just eliminating the need for a Pesach. It doesn't fit with the whole halacha is that you have a Pesach, we have a sack in a Pesach. It doesn't make sense for the Gemara to ask, let's build a fourth wall. So this wasn't the kasha of the Gemara, and that wasn't the kavana of Tosfos, that it's mamash and mechitza ma'ayisa. The kavana was similar to what we're saying now. There's a kayach of mechitza, there's a kayach of stima, but that's able to be meisif in what we're trying to do here at the shtalvek, that the mavi and the rishis rabbim are just two separate places.
Do you see a shinu between the top of the Gemara and the Gemara in this point?